Shel Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She lives in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Shel.
Thanks, Jay.
Earlier, we talked about spring frogs. Now, summer is officially here. Which frogs are we seeing and hearing?
Let's start with a couple of frogs that, unlike most of our spring calling frogs, are strictly water-dwelling frogs. These are frogs that live in and stay pretty much in ponds, lakes, streams, and that we're hearing now. These are both kind of secretive frogs. They're kind of shy. They're not often just going to hang around and let you, you know, observe them closely. First of all is the green frog. And this is a frog that gets maximum about 4 inches long, has a really bright yellow lower lips. It's dark olive brown kind of color, so kind of drab in color, so blends in really well when it's sitting at the edge of a lake or pond. And the pale kind of underneath and lower part of the sides. But the best way to know if there are green frogs around to be looking for at this time of year is to listen for their call, which is quite distinctive. And the call sounds like a loose banjo string. So it's this low kind of bung, bung, bung. As we know, frogs are really good at projecting. And so this is an easy one to listen for, and it's very common throughout the middle part of the summer. If you're sitting still somewhere, you might hear frogs that are at the edge of a riparian area will often start calling right nearby in front of you. So then you can look more closely and see if you can find it. A similar looking frog, also 3.5 inches long as adults and with the same kind of tapering snout that the green frogs have, very similar color, is the mink frog. And the mink frog is called a mink frog because it has a musky odor, but you're probably not going to pick up on that unless you happen to be handling one. It too has a very distinctive call that is easily differentiated from the green frog. To my ear, it sounds like someone taking some blocks of wood and smacking them together. It's a much sharper sound, you know, happens just a few at a time. Doesn't go on, 3 or 4 calls and then a pause and then 3 or 4 notes. So these are both common frog songs that one can be listening for now.
Why are they singing? I mean, is this a mating thing or is that over with?
Oh, yeah. No, these are mating things. Frogs and toads basically sing as a part of their mating rituals for the most part. Another frog that we can be hearing now but also seeing more is the gray tree frog. And these are remarkable frogs because they have these toes, have these great big adhesive pads on them. And they're much smaller, maybe an inch and a half or so, more rounded than elongated, broad heads and blunt noses, and can change into different colors depending upon their background. But these frogs can climb pretty much anything. They're either gray with black or green with black, sometimes a brownish red, always with some kind of darker mottling. And once the tree frog young come out onto the land, then they're just straight bright green. So they're easily identifiable when they're young.
Frogs and water lilies go together, seems like. Do they really sit on pads like they do in the cartoons?
Absolutely. I'm sure frogs think that lily pads were made for them. You know, they're very watchful. They have to be of predators from above. But in terms of predators from below, if you're sitting on a lily pad, hey, you know, you're invisible to fish. So that's a good thing.
Shel Anderson is a DNR botanist and plant ecologist. Thanks for helping us understand frogs this time.
You're welcome, Jay.